glad I said that. I just started recording. Ever since we're moving our studios and where we were broadcasting from, we're moving them. And ever since that move has taken place, there was a slight change in our procedures, which is I have to hit the record button on my end to record the show. And I've forgotten to do that at least twice. So if you're looking through the archives of some of the old shows, actually a couple of the best shows that I did this summer, I forgot to record, which is a real shame. But what can you do? I just remembered that I needed to do that tonight, and I just hit record, so the earlier part of the show wasn't recorded. Anyways, not your problem, really. If you're listening now, you get to enjoy it live. And please don't, what we like to call this portion of the radio show, the roll call, meaning tell us, I just would love to know if anyone's listening, anybody out there. And I'd love to know if you are listening, tell me who you are. A lot of people use nicknames on this show, or you can identify yourself as you actually are called, or however, just, and then tell me where you were listening from and what you're doing. I'm very curious, genuinely curious to know where is anyone listening to this show, A, and B, where are they and what are they doing? Are they actually paying attention to the show, or is it just sort of on the background? A lot of people I've found are driving around when they're listening to the show. So please don't text and drive, but, if you get a chance, send a text and tell me what's up. Shout out to the delivery people of Portland who might be listening to this show, the DoorDashers, the cab drivers. And this reminds me, by the way, I have big news that I learned via social media is that J-Hops, and if you're listening, J-Hops, please text in and give us the lowdown, that J-Hops has retired from driving at Radio Cab. He for years did the night shift and would text into the show while he was driving. He'd usually be like arriving at work as the show was starting, but apparently he's taken a job that is more like daylight hours. He's no longer going to be up like a vampire and feeding the crows in the morning. Anyways, if you're listening, J-Hops, text us and tell us what's going on. I just saw that that was as much as I know. Fill us in with more. Okay. We got a text that says, best part of the week, exclamation point. Liesl here for roll call. Good to hear from you, Liesl. And I appreciate that you say it's the best part of the week. This is definitely a highlight of my week. We'll see. Maybe it will be the best part of my week. But yeah, my week has, I've actually had a very, emotionally family heavy week this week. And I'll explain to you why I say that is that, I still am here with my father as he, is recovering from his hip surgery. And then I took 2 days in the middle of the week, it was yesterday. I went and dropped both of my daughters off, one of them for her first day of college and the other one for her first day of her second year of college. And they just both had, they don't go to the same school, but they both, go to school nearby. And so I went and dropped them off. And parents who've been through that experience know that it's like this very bittersweet, goodbye, because you do feel like your kid, it is like to the somewhat, yeah, it's not really like kicking them out of the nest, I guess, but there's something about it. It's like they're going to school and they're living somewhere else. Anyways, so that was heavy. And then I've also been here with my dad. So, that's what my week has been up. I haven't had a lot of, sex and drugs this week, to be honest. But I did play some basketball, which has been really nice. I, after I dropped off my second daughter for school, and that was like this in the same day. And then I got back on the road. I was driving, and I was going to drive up from New York City to Vermont, which is like a 4-hour drive. And I'm driving along, and I'm just thinking, like, what a big day, you know, dropping off my kids, like they're both out of the house. Be the first time I'll come home and I won't have the kids in the house. You know, they were teenagers, what they say is the empty nest, right? That's what I am. So I'm thinking about that as I'm driving up to see my dad, and it's starting to get dark out. And I was just thinking, I've been in the car all day and I just want some exercise. And I had brought my basketball and my basketball sneakers and a pair of shorts just for this exact thought. Was I was like, I would love to just go shoot hoops for like some time and just think about this day. And so I was outside in New York in this town called Suffern, New York. I just pulled off the road I was on. And I like looked for a basketball court, and I found one in this park, and I went over there and just shot hoops for like an hour, it was really enjoyable, and it helped me. I really do find it to be sort of meditative, to do that. And it felt really good after sitting in the car all day. And it was a really interesting little town. And then as it started to get dark, these two families came out with their kids, because there was a playground there too. And maybe it was three families, but if I had to guess, they were from Mexico or South America somewhere. It struck me that I have no idea what their story was, but I just imagined it as a possibility that whether or not they were documented or not, they just were tired of or scared of being hassled, you know, because they definitely looked like they were like I don't know who someone from ICE would like question. And I just thought it was kind of like a little bit sad that this family had to go out like sort of as it got dark with their kids, because I don't know if that was actually true. Maybe they were just had a long day and it was hot out, and that was when they wanted to go to the park with their kids. But it was like kind of dark and the kids were playing in the playground, but they had some lights so I could still shoot baskets for a little while, and the kids were playing, and it was actually a pleasant evening. And then I drove home. I told that story because that's the basketball part of the show. Pizza Johnny texting in and sent an image, but I can't see it. It says attached image, but it's not coming up. Can you resend in some other form? Because I'm interested, but I can't see it. Jendy Bones texts in. Jendy Bones listening. There is a lunar eclipse happening here right now. In Portland? I didn't know that. Is that really true? Take a picture. Maybe that was what Pizza Johnny took a picture of and it didn't show up. I didn't know. A lunar eclipse is when the moon... No, the... Is it the, it's the it's when the Earth comes between the sun and the moon, so there's no moon? Is that what it is? That's got to be it. Explain it to me. I always forget what the difference between a lunar eclipse. That must mean the moon is blocked out by the Earth. That's the lunar eclipse. Solar eclipse is when the moon blocks out the sun from the Earth. Okay. Keep your text coming. 971-220-5979. That's 971-220-5979. You text it. I will read it out loud over the radio. Whatever you text, I'll read out loud and people will hear it. I just had to re-log into this. So if you send a text, sorry, I'm going to read the texts have just poured in. So I'll read if you sent a text earlier and I didn't read it, it was because I wasn't getting it for a few minutes. I'm going to start. I'm just going to read through them. This says, Arthur, wish your dad a good recovery and say hi to Bernie for me with like a wink, wink emoji. Yeah, Bernie Sanders is from Vermont. I'm in southern Vermont, if that means anything to anybody. So Bernie is from up in Burlington. And then that same person says, we got a red crescent moon. That's the lunar eclipse. Oh, someone sent me a picture. I had no idea that was happening. Okay. This is a text. It says, my name is Greg. Oh, wait, hold on. That was not, that, let me first, you, this person had a previous text I sent. Make sure your dad does his hip abduction exercises and doesn't cross his legs in the first few weeks. Good advice. I'm taking him to PT tomorrow morning. So I'm gonna learn exactly what he should be doing. He wasn't doing much of any kind of exercises. He was walking and, he was pointing his toes and kind of lifting his legs up, but he had a lot of swelling in his legs. He's like a really tall guy. I think I've said this before. He's 6'8". So, and he's 84 years old. So, it takes a lot to get him moving. But he's doing well, you know, but that part, I was worried about him. I continue to be, you know, I want it all to go well. So that's why I'm here. And, I think a lot of our listeners actually have been in the same boat or anyway, so we've been talking about that, but we can talk about other things too. And that same texter says, my name is Greg. I'm listening in Portland, Oregon. I'm driving home from disc golf season finale tournament. Oh, wow. I'm thinking that you're saying you're listening from Portland, Oregon. You're doing like voice to text. The way it came out, it says I'm listening in Portland, Oregon, but I think it is in Portland. I'm driving home from disc golf season finale tournament. How did you do, Greg? Did you win the tourney? I like playing disc golf, although I haven't played it in like 15 years. I enjoyed playing it last time I did it. Got a text that says, it says, is there a group called Hip Hopperators from Zeno? I like that's Zeno with an X. Good name. Driving home from band practice. You know, when you ask that question, there is a band. I always like to look during the breaks. I always like to play music from bands that are playing in town this week. And there is a band that happens to be playing in town this week called The Hip Abduction. Isn't that wild? I haven't heard of them, but I think they're pretty somewhat well known. They're playing at Revolution Hall, so that's like a pretty big venue. I just hadn't heard of them. They're playing at Revolution Hall on Sunday, August the 30th. Here, I'll play you a little sample of their music. It sounded pretty good. I hadn't heard of them. That's The Hip Abduction, playing at Revolution Hall Saturday night, I believe. Sunday night, August 30. I'm trying to get to where there's like lyrics so you can hear them. I'm just going to fast forward here. Run, I got you got me, so long, Tennessee. Yeah, it's a vibe. Anyways, that's The Hip Abduction. I'm not going to play a whole song by them. I'll play some other music by other bands that I will play the whole song. The reason I'm not going to play the whole song is I want to read your text messages that you've been sending. And please keep them coming. I am sitting by myself in my father's living room in Vermont. And it's after midnight here on the East Coast. And I would appreciate any text message you want to send you can tell me what you're up to. I'd love to hear it. Anything. Yeah, cheer me up. Tell me a funny joke. I would love that. Okay. Chiba Hut here. Got stoned watching the eclipse. Good for you. Good for you. Chiba Hut, great to hear from you. Every once in a while, I'll see Chiba Hut at a concert. Like, I think I saw him at Revolution Hall. He and I have similar tastes in music. And he goes out a lot to see cool music. Did anyone, it reminds me to ask, did anyone go see Red Fang and the Sword at Roseland? Red Fang is the band who plays the opening music for the show and the ending music, if I remember to play it, and is like one of my favorite, Portland bands. Like I think they're the greatest Portland metal band playing right now. And there's a lot of really good metal bands in Portland. They're kind of the reigning kings in my view. Did anyone go to the show? Okay. Pizza Johnny. Oh, wow. Pizza Johnny is sending me, he sent me these images that didn't show up for a little while, but now they have. He's making like a logo for Pizza Johnny. Are you going to sell pizza? Are you going to do wood fired pizza? That's a great, did you make that? It says Pizza Johnny, hot, fresh, free. Oh, cause you guys do this at festivals. You like make things and hand it out. And it sounds like maybe you're doing wood fired pizza. This is just my guess. Hot, fresh, free makes me think you're going to go to festivals with your bus and you're going to, make pizza out of it. And let me tell you, by the way, if that's your plan or either way, while I was here in Vermont, I got invited to go to this like weekend concert at this farm. It was called I can't believe I forgot. It's like the Earth Friend Farm or something like that here in Southern Vermont. It was such your like Vermont hippie dream that I just stepped into. It was such a cool place. It was this farm, Vermont farm. There was a big barn and the concert was supposed to be outside, but it was raining off and on. And so they moved it into this big barn, which was beautiful. Just such a hippie, giant, big Vermont barn with all these windows and stuff in it. And it was just like an all ages crowd. There were all these kids running around in tie dyes. And there was also like older people dancing, you know, old hippies who looked like they had like attended Woodstock. And, it was so fun. I was such a, and the reason I brought that up was they also had a giant bus that with a VW bus welded to the top of it, which is the coolest hippie invention there is. And they had a pizza oven inside that bus, and they would drive around and go to festivals and sell their wood-fired pizza, which was awesome pizza, like really good pizza. And they also had a giant pizza oven inside the farmhouse that they were cooking pizzas and selling slices. They weren't free. They were selling them. They were capitalist hippies. I'll find the name of that farm. And by the way, if you follow us on Instagram, it's a great way to find out whether the show is going to be at the Slingshot Lounge for one thing, but also I just posted a video from that hippie party that I went to, and I have a lot more videos that I might put up. I was going to kind of edit them together. But there was this one guy dancing, and he was just dancing to the music. And I'd say, I'm pretty sure he was in his late 70s to 80 years old, but he was a really good dancer. Like probably the best 80-year-old dancer I've ever seen. And like just doing the hippie dance stuff. And so I took a video of him and I posted it. And then I went up to him afterwards. I was like, what was the best concert you ever saw? And he said, he goes, King Crimson, man, 1972. he was great. He was really cool. Let me read some more texts. And by the way, the Zeno, if you're driving home from your band practice, tell me what the name of your band is, if you don't mind sharing. Okay. Gender Bones says, yep, in Portland. Oh, in Portland, talking about the lunar eclipse. Yep, in Portland, the Earth is blotting out the moon. I think that's a lunar eclipse. Can't get a picture, though. Okay. I understand it's probably dark, right? It's not like a solar eclipse, which you can kind of get a cool picture of. this is RB, who is this texting in? RB. Okay. That's your name, RB. I feel like that's short for something, right? RB. Anyways, RB texts in and says, why is this show all about the hips? Then said, just JK, RB. We do like to talk about hips in this show. Look at this video. If you have Instagram, our account is Sex Drugs Basketball or Sex Drugs Basketball Radio Show or something. Look that up. And, I did. I posted this video of this like guy dancing, and he did have his hips were. I think the key to being able to dance when you're in your 80s is you got to have like loose hips. Pizza Johnny is explaining this Pizza Johnny logo that he is stenciling. It's very cool. It's like a slice of pizza sort of flying through the air. It says Pizza Johnny hot fresh, hot. It's black and white, by the way, no color. Just it's like a stencil, black and white. He said, we're booked at another festival in October and we're going to try and serve 80 slices in two nights in a row, plus some pizza muffins. Wow. 80 slices. So what is that? 10 pizza pies, right? Is that right? Isn't a pizza pie is like 8 slices usually. Okay. Well, I think you can do it. I think you can do it. I mean, if free pizza is that's a popular thing. Who is not going to want some free pizza? Even if I was completely full, I would have a hard time turning down free pizza. I just love it so much. okay. Chiva Hut says, I've got an update about that remote payphone in Alaska. Yes, please. So the story is that Chiba Hut, he came by, we were doing the show at the Slingshot Lounge and he came by in person and he said Chiba Hut used to live in Alaska and he said there was this town in Alaska that it just had a payphone. That was the only phone that anyone had. They had no like, other phones in the town. And so you could just call the number and like, someone would pick up and you'd be like, hey, can I talk to John? And they would go get John, or if John wasn't around, I guess they'd like write a message on a bulletin board or something. Anyways, we tried calling the number several times and no one picked up. So I think I still have the number. I'll tell you the truth, Chiba Hut, is that after you gave me the number, I tried calling it on the radio show a couple times and then I had it in my phone and every once in a while when I would be driving down the road, I'd be stuck in traffic or something, I would just call that number to see if someone would pick up because I was so curious what would happen when someone picked up and I had all these things I was going to try to say to them to keep them on the phone. But no, so far no one has picked up. I probably called that number at least a dozen times at different times of the day and when I've just been a little bit bored. But part of me, the problem thing was like, if someone did pick up, I was going to be disappointed that it didn't happen on the radio. So anyways, this is Chiba Hut's, update. It says a coworker in Weissman. I think that's the town with the payphone in Alaska. A coworker was in Weissman earlier this summer and they confirmed the payphone is still there and has a dial tone. Okay. Will you send me the number that maybe I still have it. I'm going to call it right now. We're going to get to the bottom of this. I don't know if I still have it in my phone. I should have put it in my like address book under like payphone. Oh no, I think I have it. Okay. I'm just going to call it. Let's see if someone picks up. Okay. It's ringing. It's ringing. Wouldn't it be great if someone picked up? This is I'm calling a remote payphone in Alaska. It's like this town. Does it have any roads, or how do you get to this town? Is it only accessible by boat or something? So there's this payphone, and they did confirm there's a dial tone. So it's just ringing in the middle of probably by a dirt road somewhere. But if someone picks up, that will be so exciting. So, like, honestly, I've had this number in my phone, and I've probably called it, at least a dozen times since you gave it to me, Chiba Hut, hoping someone would pick up. So, and no one's picked up yet. But I haven't given up hope. I just let it ring exactly like this, hoping that then it stops ringing. Eventually, it does that, and it stops ringing. Anyways, I'm a fisherman and I'm casting my line out, and maybe someone will bite. This is a text from Malcolm. Says, eating pizza while listening to you talk about pizza. Now I'm like craving a slice of pizza. I've been thinking about Pizza Johnny's pizza, and I swear this hippie party. I'm glad that Pizza Johnny reminded me about it, because it was such a great experience. Because Vermont is a special kind of hippie. Like, this is where Ben and Jerry's was started, and the Bread and Puppet Theater, and people like really believe in the dream of the 1960s and the Woodstock thing. But so many of the sort of cooperative farms and anarchist collectives and stuff, they just crash and burn. Like, that is just what usually happens in those situations. But every once in a while, one of them kind of like, they figure out a way to make it work. It usually somebody is like very, just dedicated, and this one, this place I went to, I believe it was called Earth Friend Farm, but I gotta look it up. They were, one of the things they did to sort of finance everything was they had this giant pizza oven, like really big. It sort of looked like a grain silo. Like, it was really big, and it had a giant stone wheel in the that sort of was mounted above the fire, which they lit underneath. Like, it was a big fire. And the wheel spun around, so they could cook, they could cook like 10 pizzas at a time in this oven. It was a really big oven. And it was all these hippies and people that were sort of traveling around. So the people that worked there were woofers, I guess is what you call it. Work for, I don't know. I think that's the term. And so it was people who were just traveling, and they would come and work on the farm for a free stay, I guess, on the farm and hang out. And they were all these young people. I really like them. It made me optimistic about the future. It was great. Okay, this is a text from RB. It says, Shaden Sharp, another injury. OMG. Did he already play his last game as a Blazer? Well, this is news to me. This is a basketball related text for people that don't know who Shaden Sharp is. He's a good player for the Blazers. He's kind of a little bit mysterious. Like, he's a Canadian guy, extremely good athlete. It feels like he maybe could be like even better, but it's hard to tell. But I guess he's just got injured. I didn't know that. I guess, is it a bad injury? I mean, the season hasn't started yet. So if he's injured, he has time to come back. I don't know. Tell me more. I'm not in Portland. Okay, wait. This says, I must not have tuned in for a minute. I didn't realize you were in Vermont with your dad. Happy to hear he's doing well. I'm wondering, I hope it's not inappropriate to ask, but how often do conversations with your dad verge into the territory of sex, drugs, and/or basketball? No, that's a great question. I wish my dad, so I, he's, my dad has been on this show a few times, and I think if he was, weren't recovering from hip surgery, I would have him come on. It's after midnight here, so I won't do that to him. But so when he did come onto the show, we did talk about a little bit about sex. I talked to him, I sort of put him on the spot, because so my dad and my mom were married in the 60s, and we lived in Maine, and they were only, I think they were only married till my sister and I were 6 or 7 years old. So their marriage maybe lasted like 8 years, which is, you know, not bad. But they, so then they got a divorce, and then my mom ended up, she dated men for quite a while, but then it's probably about 10 to 15 years after they got a divorce, she started dating women, and then she married a woman, and she has been married to her partner Jane for like 30 years now. And so I asked my dad, I asked him how he felt about, you know, that his first wife had had become a lesbian. Like, did he feel like he had somehow, like, maybe he hadn't represented men well or something. I said something, I was kidding with him. So that, in that sense, we talked about sex, but, we don't usually talk about sex or drugs. We've been talking about drugs all week because my dad is taking all these prescription pills, including OxyContin, which, is an opiate, and, you have to be careful, you know, not to get, you know, you can get addicted to it quite quickly. And you can really see how it happens to people who aren't kind of paying attention, you know, and they maybe are recovering from a back surgery or something, and it's painful, and the OxyContin gives them relief. Anyways, I noticed my dad refilled his, prescription. So I am going to be talking to him about not overdoing the Oxys. But he's pretty smart about that stuff. But great. That's a great question. Very good question. Basketball, we talk about all the time. My dad and I love to talk about basketball because he played and he and I used to play together a lot. And, he's a big fan of the Boston Celtics. So we like to talk NBA basketball all the time. And we talk about the fact that my daughter, we like to talk about my daughter plays basketball now. And, so we like to talk about her playing basketball. Okay, Liesl here. Oh my God, Liesl sent a picture of the lunar eclipse, and it's stunning. Pink, like red crescent moon. I thought so she sent this picture of the lunar eclipse, and before I read the text of what it was, I thought you were sending me like this painting that you had done, because it kind of looks like, I guess you had it zoomed in, so it's kind of pixelated and it's dark out. But it looks like sort of like an art piece of artwork. Like, it's very, that's a great picture. You should save that, because you don't know what it is when you first look at it. Like, if you just showed that to someone, they'd be like, what is that? Like, what would I think that was? Like a seed from a plant or something, or I'm not even really sure what I would think that is. Pizza Johnny sent a picture of, first he said, just 10 pies per night, but that's more than double what we did last time. Yeah. That when I guessed that correctly when I said 80 slices is 10 pies. And then he sent a picture of, wow, that's a very professional looking pizza. Honestly, when I think of like pizza that's made in a bus in a wood fired oven, I think of a less like symmetrical, good looking pizza than, although I like a good hippie pizza that is kind of like, you know, asymmetrical and the slices are all different sizes and all that. This one looks delicious. It's making me hungry just looking at it. This is Ms. Pizza Johnny says, if anyone is heading to Rinse in October, we will be there. Come get a slice. So you have to, is Rinse, is that a, like a post Burning Man, or no, sorry, not, is it, it's a, is that like a, what do they call that? A regional burn? Is that a regional burn? And by the way, so Pizza Johnny's, you guys explained to me that you had this plan to go to Reno last week. And I was so like clueless. I was kind of spacey in last week's show because I was up late taking care of my dad or something. And, I didn't understand what your plan, you guys are going to be in Reno during Burning Man. Wait, is Burning Man, when is it happening? Cause it's Labor Day weekend. So it's still like, it's still a week away. Is that right? Labor Day weekend is very late this year. I don't know how they decide Labor Day weekend. Is it the first Monday in September? Is that, so it's like the maximum lateness cause it's September 8th, right? Is Labor Day? I'm trying to wrap my head around that mathematically. What is the latest Labor Day could possibly be? Isn't it September 8th? Okay. This is, okay. It says American flatbread, a Cobb oven wood fired pizza place was founded in Vermont. Yeah. Oh, wait, a Cobb oven wood-fired pizza place was founded in Vermont. Yeah. There are a lot of wood-fired pizza places in Vermont. Like there's one and they're all good as far as I'm concerned. I love a good hippie wood-fired pizza. Okay. This is, Denver Dan says, I'm watching. He is in Denver. This is Denver Dan. Good to hear from you, Denver Dan. Gotta hang. You and I have so much to talk about, man. I can't talk about it right now on this radio show, but actually you did kind of explain some of it to me. Anyways, I'm watching cool full lunar eclipse in Colorado. I think I'm supposed to sleep with my, sometimes Denver Dan's texts crack me up as I'm reading them. Okay. It says, I'm watching cool full lunar eclipse in Colorado. I think I'm supposed to sleep with my neighbor's wife or sacrifice a virgin or something. I think you should go sleep with your neighbor's wife. That's, I think that's what you're supposed to do on a lunar eclipse. Okay. Okay. This is, so Shaden Sharp has a meniscus tear, out for 6 months. Oh, ouch. 6 months. We're in August. So what is that? So basically September, October, November, December, January, February. Wow. That is a lot. That is, you know, the only thing I'll say about that, that's terrible news. I like Shaden Sharp a lot and it seemed like he was maybe going to have like a breakout season this year. But the way that Shaden Sharp plays is not so different from it is actually a little different, but it's somewhat similar to the way that Ja Morant plays, and Ja Morant is now on the Blazers. So there was some like redundancy there. And, so one of those guys getting injured, it's not like the Blazers actually had a glut of players in Shaden Sharp's position. So I'm sad because it was Shaden Sharp, but it's not like devastating for the Blazers. That's what I will say. I'm just trying to have a silver lining in that cloud. Okay. This is, oh my God, Bunny texting in. Okay. Let me read Bunny's text. It says, I think Dr. J is going to end up like that old dancing man when he gets older. I love it. I'd go to Vermont just for Ben and Jerry's. I have a B&J addiction. I read that as I have a BJ addiction, but you said a B&J addiction. I have some in my freezer right now. Thanks for reminding me. And then, a devil emoji and a laughing crying emoji on the side from Bunny. Good to hear from you, Bunny. Yeah, I mean, Ben and Jerry's is a classic. Like, there's a couple things that are just quintessential Vermont kind of entities. Ben and Jerry's is that, and I'm talking about modern Vermont, like, because Ben and Jerry's are two guys from like New York who moved up to Vermont and became hippies, and they, I mean, like, really in like the 60s and 70s, and then they started this ice cream company called Ben and Jerry's, and it's like really good ice cream. Like, when they first started it, there was not ice cream like that in the world. Like, there was Haagen-Dazs was the only other kind of like boutique ice cream so then Ben and Jerry's came out and it was hugely popular and it remains very popular. They did like sell out to a corporate thing. They're still very good ice cream, but it's not the same thing. It's not like this local business owned by these two hippies. I have a question which I would love to ask them if I were to ever meet. I love Ben and Jerry. I think they're great and I think they've done a good job with, you know, everything. But I would ask them, like, do you regret selling your company to whatever big corporate entity that they did sell it to? Like, is that something that because they're always like, I wonder if, like, sometimes I just think, like, if you just want to do good in the world, like, owning a ice cream company that is like locally made ice cream or whatever, like, and employs people and actually like keeps, you know, your roof over your head and all that, like, that is a very cool thing to do. You know, just as I'm saying, like, all they're always, Ben and Jerry's is famous for all the sort of social justice that they also promote with their ice cream. And, I guess I just, you know, it's enough, I'm trying to formulate my thought here, but like, in return for all the social justice that they, all the money that they have donated to various like awesome nonprofits and this and that, would they take that all like back if they could keep the company just an independent company? Because I think it's so valuable to be that employs people and gives them like a fair living wage. And I don't know. You can go visit the Ben and Jerry factory in northern Vermont. It's a very fun thing to do. That was a little bit of a tangent. The other thing that I wanted to say is a quintessential Vermont product is the band Phish. those are like a bunch of dudes also like from New York and New Jersey and stuff like that who moved up to Vermont and went to UVM, the University of Vermont, and started this band Phish, which is like, you know, incredibly popular jam band. And that's a very Vermont thing. Certain Vermont hippies, there's also other sides to Vermont too. Anyways, Bunny, so good to hear from you. And Bunny said, I have a BJ addiction too. Very funny. Ms. Pizza Johnny is explaining about Rinse. It is not a regional burn. No official affiliation with Burning Man, though it is based off the same principles and will most likely include a bunch of local people who also attend the Portland regional burn. Gates for Burning Man open on Sunday. Camps are currently on Playa Building. And then she sent a website for rinseoregon.com. Oh, wow. I just went to the website's awesome. Very cool graphic. You go to it and it's like this sweet, like, kind of, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like a forest at sunset or sunrise animated with like stars sort of drifting around. It's very trippy and peaceful. It says immersive gathering of art, music, and magic in the Oregon woods. Come rinse the dust off. Oh, I see. It's like rinse. It's in Walton, Oregon. Holy cow. That sounds super fun. Maybe I'll go. Maybe I'll go eat some of Pizza Johnny's pizza in Walton, Oregon. That sounds great. Wow, never even heard of it. It says our rinse, our first rodeo. So this is the first rinse ever? Interesting. Leave it to the Pizza Johnnies to discover some new festival out in the woods of Oregon. Okay, cool. I've learned something interesting today. Denver Dan says, came in late. How's your dad doing? New hip? Ben and Jerry's sold to Nestle. They were happy about it for a lot of years. They negotiated to be able to do their own thing. But that has broken down recently. Yeah, I remember kind of hearing something or reading something about the Ben and Jerry's strife that was going on. But I guess, like, you know, why did they sell to Nestle? I guess and I don't mean that, you know, to that judgmentally, because I think many of us would have, you know, they worked their asses off to get this company started, and that is just sort of the natural the natural way of things is often like you start a company and you sell to a bigger company and cash out like that. I don't begrudge them doing that, but I just, since they were so interested in social justice, I just wonder like whether they might not have done some measure of good even greater by just keeping this business as this independent business. But I understand that's more local, but I really believe in local politics. I know that sounds kind of hokey to just say that, but I think sometimes we get so focused on wanting to change the world, like stop climate change, to, you know, all these issues all around the world. But sometimes it's the best thing you can do is just make your local area just, you know, have a community where people can live fruitful lives. I sound like, it's because I'm in Vermont. I'm just talking like a Vermont hippie. So Denver Dan says, stifled activism. The founders state that the Magnum Ice Cream Company, which took over ownership after splitting from Unilever, has, quote, muzzled the brand and blocked its progressive social campaigns. Yes, that's right. And then he says, resignation. Jerry Canfield resigned from the company in late 2025 after 47 years, stating that the brand's independent soul and freedom to speak out were gone. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I do that. That's where I'm sort of saying, like, he's the one who sold it to Unilever. I mean, you know, it's kind of like, what did you expect? I guess, you know, and honestly, like, I don't mean to say that in just like such a cynical way, but it's like, I'm not counting on Ben and Jerry's to, you know, be the voice of the cutting edge of the, you know, like, I think it's great that Ben and Jerry's supports those causes that they do. And, but I, you know, I don't think we should expect ice cream companies to, you know, change the world. Such as, I think it's okay for an ice cream company to just make some ice cream and employ a lot of people and be just really awesome ice cream. Like there's nothing wrong with that. And then, you don't, and selling to Unilever, I guess, in some ways, I think to me, there's something that I do. I think the, you know, gosh, how am I gonna, the corporatization of America, you know, the homogenization of the culture, which states that, you know, a company like Ben and Jerry's, which is this wonderful American independent company that it has to get sold to a larger corporate, you know, and then the ice cream, honestly, is not, it's still awesome ice cream, but it's not as good as it used to be. I sound like an old curmudgeon, but yeah, I just wonder why did, if Jerry from Ben and Jerry's is resigning because he's upset of that they don't have their independent soul and freedom, but he sold it to Unilever, so. I'm just asking, if he could go back in time, would he not sell it to Unilever? That's what I would like to know. Denver Dan says, wait till Arthur sells sex, drugs, and basketball to SiriusXM. I would do that in a heartbeat. I would sell. I would love to do it for them. But, you know, and then But I also think that's, I guess, yeah, it doesn't bother me. Here, I'm, it's taken me a while to formulate my thoughts on Ben & Jerry's because I do have thoughts about it. I used to eat, like a pint of Ben & Jerry's a day when I was younger. What I would say is, well, I don't know. I have to think about it, but it's, yeah, I don't know. I lost my train of thought on that. I had a really brilliant thought, but now I can't remember. I'll come back to that. Liesl says, ahem, about ice cream. Those of us on the West Coast had Double Rainbow made in San Francisco, and it was up there with Ben & Jerry's, but less wacky. In 85, 86, I worked at the store here in Beaverton and then in Berkeley once I went to school. If you don't know, they still have a store in the Castro. Double Rainbow. Did you go to Berkeley, Liesl? Very, very cool school. Also, I think Cloud City is hands down the best ice cream I've ever had. Opinions on PDX ice cream amongst the dozens of listeners. That is a great topic. Because I was going to just go down a Ben & Jerry's rabbit hole because of Denver Dan giving me that information. I like Cloud City a lot too. Cloud City is on Woodstock and that is my local ice cream, and they make their chocolate. I'm like particularly fond of just plain chocolate ice cream, and I'm very opinionated about how, like, there's a wide variety if you just get plain chocolate ice cream of how good it can be. And there's some places that have really, like, Salt and Straw has terrible chocolate ice cream. I will say I wouldn't even bother to get chocolate ice cream at Salt and Straw, but Cloud City has amazing chocolate ice cream. They make their own and it is very, very good. High quality. Ben & Jerry's chocolate ice cream is the top. I will say that. You can't even buy just plain Ben & Jerry's chocolate ice cream. The only way you can get plain Ben & Jerry's chocolate is to go to a Ben & Jerry's store and get it as a cone, and it is delicious. Okay. This is Pizza Johnny says, I'm building a flame poofer for this party, and once I know it works properly, I'm going to install a couple of them permanently in the bus. Wow. A flame poofer, not flamethrower. That sounds cool. That would be great. I am tempted. If I like find myself with a free weekend, I'm gonna go hang out with Pizza Johnny and Miss Pizza Johnny at Rinse. Okay. And then Denver Dan says, if I sold sex, drugs, and basketball to SiriusXM, I'd double my listenership to 26. yeah. that's probably true. I'm still trying to remember. I had this like brilliant insight that I was going to say about the corporatization of Ben & Jerry's, but maybe I already said it. I thought of like a succinct way to say it, but I've forgotten now. Something to the effect of is I would trade all of their social justice, missions that they've gone on. I would trade that to have them be an independent company. I just think that's a valuable thing in these days. Like companies that choose to stay independent, they don't go public. They don't sell out to a larger entity or private equity and all that stuff. Like, I think that, and they employ people locally and give them meaningful jobs. I think that is a really, really, like great thing to do. Especially if something as innocuous as making ice cream, which everybody loves. okay. Denver Dan says, a flame poofer in the Oregon woods, nothing can go wrong there. I know. We are talking about, you're hoping this Rinse is in October, so by then the fire season is usually, maybe not this year, but usually by October the fire season is over. Like, Oregon's fire season does kind of end definitively when it starts raining the way it does. But we'll see. We'll see about this year. Cloud City, Malcolm says, Cloud City is one of the best in the city. Cool Moon and the Pearl has some awesome, unique flavors. 50 Licks had the best vanilla. RIP their Laurelhurst location. I think they have an ice cream truck or two around the metro area. Yeah, there are some good, I know Cool Moon. Their chocolate is okay. It's not as good as Cloud City. There's a Hawaiian shave ice place. I know I'm kind of going off the ice cream topic, but I think it's like adjacent at least. There's I think it's called Wailua Shave Ice in downtown in Portland. Whew, do they make a good shave ice? Oh my God. I still think about the shave ice I had there this summer and it makes my mouth water. It was so good. All right. I think we've spoken for, we did sort of play music, but I should tell you that you are listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. And if you are listening, on Thursday, August the 28th, 2026, this is a live broadcast of this show. Also, if you're on the coast, I forgot to shout out to the coast, Nehalem, Manzanita, Wheeler, Rockaway, 91.7, X-Ray FM. If you're listening on the coast, will you please send a text, 971-220-5979. Even if you're not listening on the coast, please send a text, 971-220-5979. You text it. I'll read it out loud over the radio. That's the way this show works. We've pretty much gone an hour straight. We kind of had a musical break, but it wasn't really, I didn't play the full song. So I think what I meant to do earlier was, I do want to do this, is just, you know, shout out to Dolly Parton, who died recently. You know, I was trying to think of what Dolly Parton's song to play, and she does have so many great songs, but I am just going to play the one that everyone loves because I think it's such a beautiful song. So I'm going to play Jolene, and this one is for Dolly Parton.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. Just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. Talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Cause you can. You could have your choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you, and whatever you decide to do, Jolene. Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
X-Ray FM is proudly supported by our friends at the Portland Mercury. The current City Guide issue is available at over 500 locations in the PDX metro area and everywhere online at portlandmercury.com. X-Ray FM is proudly supported.
Okay, hello, hello, hello. We are back. This is Sex, Drugs, and Basketball. If you're listening on Thursday, August the 27th, you've tuned into a live broadcast of this show. And I am not in Portland right now. I am in Vermont. So for me, it's actually August 28th. And I would love to hear from you, whether it's August 28th or 27th, where you are. Please text me, 971-220-5979. Whatever you text, I'll read out loud over the radio. We're into the second hour of this show. We're on for 2 hours from 9 to 11 p.m. West Coast time. Traditionally what we do in the second hour, we get a little more like spicy. We talk more about sex and drugs. We did talk about basketball quite a bit in the first half of the show, so we can move it into the sex and drugs. We've actually been talking about ice cream, so it was a wholesome first hour, and I'm still interested in talking about ice cream, but you know, if you want to talk about sex and drugs, now's the time. And if you have young children listening or you don't like those kinds of discussions, we talk in a frank way about sex and drugs, just to let you know. For the next hour, that is on the table. Okay. If you have drugs that you were looking for an excuse to like spark up that J, or you have drugs in your possession that you want to send me a picture of so I can comment on them, I'm interested. I realize when I say that it sounds like I'm like trying to narc on you or something, but I'm not. I just like talking about drugs. So if you don't actually have to send a picture of it. I'm just saying if you're at a loss for words and want to talk about drugs, send me pictures of your weed. That's what people commonly do, is they take a picture of the weed they're smoking, which is legal, so there's no issue there. I mean, it's all legal in Portland, isn't it? Anyways, I like to talk about weed. You can, I had something to say along the, if you listen to the first half of the show, I am in Vermont right now. I'm helping my dad out after he had this hip operation, and I went to a Vermont dispensary while I was here. And it's weird. I just hadn't, you know, I've spent a lot of time in Vermont, but I just hadn't gone into a dispensary. And so I went in, and they the weed that they had was like fantastic looking, and they grew it. They had like their own farm. And I know that like that in Oregon, it's the same thing, but their farm was like right next to the dispensary. Like you could see where the weed was being grown, which was kind of new to me. Like I don't like to have a dispensary and the grow operation all in this sort of same place. And you could see it. You could see that, like, I thought that was kind of special and cool. It was good, high quality, like rivals Oregon here in Vermont. They take their weed very seriously in Vermont. Okay. Liesl says, I could be mistaken, but I believe 50 Licks has a cart in the pod on 28th and Ankeny or Ash. I'm trying to think of some other, cart. I've gotten ice cream at some cart. I think there's Atlas in Selwood that Atlas Scoops is in a cart and it's good. Good. I think they have good chocolate. I'm all about the chocolate. All about it. okay. Interesting pictures being sent here. This is Zeno sent a picture. Zeno, I love this picture. Smoking a J in the kitchen. It's like you and I'm guessing your partner, your gal partner, Zeno is like puffing the weed at the lens. And What has she got? I'm trying to see what she's just holding weed. It's like she's got, and they've got tequila out. Wow, you're kind of having a little party in the kitchen there. That's a cool picture. Are you this is the way I'd like to picture people listening to the show. Actually, they've got like, so Zeno has got, I'm just noticing he's got baby blue painted nails, and he's got a nice like size joint in his hand. And he's looking at the camera and like sort of taking a selfie. And then behind him is his gal friend who is holding what looks like a container of weed, several containers of weed and some glass, which is maybe a pipe of some kind. Anyways, and then there's tequila on the counter with some lime and some fruit getting cut up. Looks like you're like partying down on a Thursday night. Looks fun. And then took a picture of the lunar eclipse as well. So are you partying like in honor of the lunar eclipse? And then this person sent, says joining in late, but here's the moon from Portland. Oh, thank you. I like all these pictures of the moon. Each picture that people send of the moon, it looks different. Like they're a wider range of these pictures, but I believe that it's all the same moon. It's just different. This is a good one. It's sort of like in between power lines. It looks very like color, like velvety color. Well, I'm jealous. I don't get to see that in Portland. I'm just here doing my radio show, you know. I appreciate your I appreciate all the pictures that people are sending. And also, we've been talking about ice cream. If people want to, you know, if people want to opinionate about the best Portland ice cream, we're interested in that too. not just your weed and your drugs. I was just thinking about the other music that I was gonna, you're not late to the party. You're still. We've been talking about the moon. There was something I wanted to talk about in the sex and drugs category. Let's play some music first, because we haven't really done a lot of music. And I always like to play music from bands that are playing in town this week. I did play Dolly Parton in honor of the fact that she is no longer with us. But, there's this other band that I've been doing this radio show for, I think, like 9, maybe 10 years now. And, years and years ago, I played this song on this show, and there was like this couple that texted in that they made their nickname, Jupiter, like the Jupiter couple, because I played this song. I can't remember. It was some discussion over this song, and they claimed to have had sex during the radio show. And I kind of believe them. I feel like it didn't seem like they were making it up, because they texted in like many shows, and then they said that they were having sex during the show, and it just seemed believable. I can kind of sniff out. I'm sure I've gotten fooled, but when people are just sort of making up scenarios versus it being real, I feel like the Jupiter couple did actually have sex during the show, which I appreciated. Anyways, I haven't played this song since. It just reminded me of them. I don't know whatever became of the Jupiters. But this is the song that I was playing. It's by this band Train. And there was like this whole discussion over whether this song is just like a cheese ball song, which it is. It's extremely cheesy, and the band's kind of cheesy, but, it's also kind of a great song. I haven't heard it in a while. And so, I'm going to play it. So the reason I'm playing it is because they are playing at the Cascades Amphitheater in Ridgefield on Saturday night. Train. They're doing Drops of Jupiter 25 years in the atmosphere. I guess that means it's like the 25th anniversary of this song. So I was going to, I just wanted to play it. It's so like bombastic, you know, but it's a beautiful song.
Now that she's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her head. acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Hey, hey, hey. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June. Hey, hey, hey.
Okay, I'm gonna cut in towards the end of this song. It's what I really love. I really love the beginning of the song. Then I guess. Okay, there we go. It is. People are divided on on the value of the band Train, but they are playing in Ridgefield on Saturday, so that's why I played that song. Let me read some text that came in. Denver Dan says, he says, Arthur, you sound like a backwoods Vermont old hippie. And then he said, I'm having second thoughts right now. Sorry. He said, I'm having second thoughts right now. And then it says, sorry, I'm having sex right now. By the way, Train sucks. Yeah, I mean, I just like the beginning of that song. It also reminded me that, AP, our old friend AP texted in, he's in Hong Kong, so, he couldn't, he can't text or something like that. So he sent in, messages over the Instagram account. And he told me he was going to do that, and I forgot that he was going to do it, and now I've finally remembered. So I'm going to read his text that he sent in. He said, AP is also in the future. It's Friday the 28th. Yeah, wait, you're not in Hong Kong. You're in Bangkok. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said you're in Hong Kong. I have another person I know is over there. Bangkok, I believe, is where AP is living. Correct? Now I'm confused. I'm pretty sure you're in Bangkok. AP says, then he said, X-Ray has an app. And then I said, sorry, just remember this. I'll read your text now. And he said, don't apologize. I'm having fun listening. I'm working in the office. Update on AP. Okay, so now maybe he's going to answer my question. I'm pretty sure he's in Bangkok, but well, let me see. Update on AP. Working as the chief risk officer for a company in Thailand. Little do they know I'm gooning out to SDB as I work on my spreadsheets. And then, but he wrote spread and then in parentheses, eagle sheets. Something is wrong with the stream online. It keeps cutting in and out. In and out, really? Are you, I can't tell, but he wrote in and out in quotes. Is that, are you joking about that or is it really? Sorry if there is something wrong with, so, but it's, yeah, we have a, there's a listener in Bangkok to this show. This is an international show. There may only be like a few dozen listeners, but one of them is in Bangkok right now. Well, it's good to hear from you, AP. AP is, I think, the oldest, like, the longest running texter of the show. Like, he's been texting this show since the very, no, it's Goldgay, I think, maybe is longer running than AP. But I'm not actually sure about that. AP has been texting for a long time to this show. And it's great that we haven't lost touch. There's a lot of people I think about, or the Jupiter couple reminds me, there's people, like Greason, and who like texted for years, were like really, you know, constant texters. And then they just sort of faded away and then they come back. The Calculus Babies, I think about them sometimes, was this group of high school kids that would listen to this show while they were driving around in a car doing their calculus homework and lighting stuff on fire. They would like take pictures of themselves lighting like different objects on fire. Like not arson, but like, they would light like teddy bears on fire and stuff. Sounds kind of twisted when you say it that way, but okay. Liesl says, this is from Liesl, says, Armando, my previous husband, the one who took the ride group to the Giants, that these are these giant sequoias near me, says, took this one from Broughton Beach. I should paint that one too. And then it says, also, what's your personal drug policy when you're doing the show? And then Liesl's, then she sent the pic. Oh, wow, the picture is amazing. From Broughton Beach. Interesting. I've been to Broughton Beach. The moon is like, it's like a, it's sort of half moon. I don't know if that's the eclipse or what. Anyways, very beautiful pink sky. So Liesl's other question is, what my personal drug policy when I'm doing the show is, I usually, if I'm at the Slingshot Lounge, I have a nice cold, I walk in, they have my favorite kind of beer, or one of my favorite kinds of beer, and I like Pilsner beer, and I drink that during the show, and I'm not saying there's never been there's often been shows where I've for one reason or another smoked weed, but it's not my regular thing to do. I feel like I don't know. It depends. I don't have like a definite plan, but in general, my personal policy is if I'm at the Slingshot Lounge, I drink beer. And, if I'm, like at home at my dad's, I'm not doing any drugs. I'm just kind of a little bit spacey cause it's, 1:24 AM. But there's been times I find a lot of times, especially sativa weed really keeps me awake. Like it really does. It's a big stimulant for me. So there have been times when I've been tired where I, would have smoked. I think that I'm trying to remember whether during the pandemic when I was doing the show in the closet, I think there was a few times when I sort of got in the habit because it was so, I just missed being able to sit around and smoke weed with people during the pandemic. Like cause it's like you can, it's a different experience. Like I'm not opposed to smoking weed by myself, but like I like the social aspect of smoking weed. And, So then the closest I could get to sitting around it smoking weed with other people was during the pandemic was this radio show. So I would get high and then I would go sit in the closet and we would do like prank phone calls and all that. So that was during that time I was probably high pretty regularly. It goes in and out. Okay. I also would say like I'm 56 years old and so I'm not saying I don't get like super baked still in my life, but like I'm usually able to. I'd like to think that I could smoke weed and you wouldn't know that I was high, but maybe I'm totally wrong. Like it's really obvious. I don't know. Okay. Zeno is sending more pictures of his evening here. He it looks like he's got a bunch of dips out that he's dipping pita chips in or like, yeah, not, yeah. And then he's eating the stuff there. It's good. I'm getting, so he's in his kitchen, but your friend is gone now and, just kind of having a party in the kitchen. It looks like, Denver Dan says you and the boys from Brooklyn have had some really stoned shows. That is true. There was a show from Brooklyn when I was in Brooklyn. And that was the thing. Cause when I'm on the East Coast, as I am now, it is now 1:26 AM where I am. That's a late night, you know, that's for me. And, but I had my friends, Adam and Mark, we all went out. The thing was that night we all went out because the show wasn't going to start until midnight. So we went out to this magic show in Manhattan that was like really great magic show and they served a lot of drinks and then we smoked weed. And so then we like hoofed it back to Brooklyn to do the radio show. And by the time, yeah, when we got, that was a really disorganized show. I'm pretty sure I didn't post the archive. Like, I don't think you could hear that show because I knew I was sort of embarrassed about it. Like, I think, I don't know, Denver, the funny thing was Denver Dan was listening and he was making fun of us. Like he was texting and he was like, this show is a train wreck, which it was. Like, I think Mark, I think Mark fell asleep during the show. He was like eating a cookie really loudly. I just think it sounded, I don't know if it was listenable, but to Denver Dan, who knew the people involved, I think it was funny. It was funny for an audience of like two or three people. Okay. Malcolm says, speaking of shows this weekend, I'm seeing Black Marble at Wonder Ballroom. Looking forward to it. Yeah, I was like, so one of the things I like to do, like, for the show, like, is I like to, it sort of gives me an excuse to go look at who's playing in town this week. And I also to listen to band, like, I hadn't heard of Black Marble, but I saw that Black Marble was playing in town. I don't know if they made the cut, honestly, I like the name. Like, a lot of times a band, the way I'll decide to listen to the band is just whether I like the name. And I like the name Black Marble a lot. I remember thinking that's a great name for a band. And the music wasn't bad. I just listened to a couple of their songs, so I don't really get a full thing. But, I tend to like to play like metal songs if possible on this show, but then I end up playing like a band like Train and Dolly Parton. So, it doesn't have to be that way, but it's usually, I feel like Black Marble was kind of synth heavy, right? Am I correct about that? Not that I won't play a synth band, but you know, at Wonder Ballroom, when are they playing? That's interesting that you mentioned that. I hadn't heard of them, but they seem like a cool band, or maybe it's one person who calls him or herself Black Marble. Ms. Pizza Johnny says some of the New York Ruckus shows are my fave. I'm trying to relate this to what we're talking about here. Some of the New York Ruckus shows are my fave. your fave? I feel like that was something we were talking about. You have to remind me what you're talking about, because I know, I believe it was in relationship to something I was saying, but I'm not sure. New York ruckus shows are my fave. Denver Dan says that show was like the band Train, a complete wreck off the rails. I know, it would be sort of fun. I mean the recording of that disappeared because I trashed it. I wanted no one to ever hear it again, but it would be sort of funny to listen to it. I think it was annoying to listen to. I would imagine it's like, it was like three like stoned and drunk guys in Brooklyn, New York at from midnight to 2 a.m. I see. Oh, that's right. Some of the new, I don't know why. See, this is, I don't know why I'm so slow on the pickup right now. I think because it's late here. I've been through a lot. Miss Pizza Johnny is saying the chaotic shows of your New York crew, you live from New York. Yes. New York ruckus crews. I see. That's what you're calling it. Yeah, we had a couple shows. We also had, that was when Joy first came on the show, and then she's been on the show a bunch since then. Usually the problem is that the late hour, and then there was another show where I had like six friends of mine from come in Brooklyn, and we were all just like kind of shouting into the mics. It's what it felt like to me, but there was a certain energy to it, I suppose. Denver Dan says, Jesus, Arthur is stoned right now. I believe that I sound like that, but just, it's 1:30 in the morning, you know? Okay. Gendabones says, this is Gendabones. It says, we like to talk about hips, hipsters, hipstery, hippos, and hip hip hoorays. That's good. Yeah. That was a text sent earlier that I somehow missed. So I'm reading it. That was sent like an hour ago. Sorry, I just read that. Gendabones also says, Casey Neal is playing this weekend, Saturday matinee, with Victor K. of Camper Van Beethoven at a place I've never been to called Turn, Turn, Turn. Turn, Turn, Turn is a great venue. And I remember I saw Casey Neal. I feel like you had told me, Gendabones, about Casey Neal. And Victor K. of Camper Van Beethoven. Wow, interesting. Turn, Turn, Turn is a really good venue. If you're looking, I'm not in town, so I don't know if I'd go see a Saturday matinee, to be honest. But maybe if it was a band, I believe I've heard Casey Neal's good live though. Okay. This is. Malcolm says, I think I was introduced to them via X-ray a few years back. The show, Black Marble. The show was Saturday night. Dolly Parton is pretty metal in my book. Yeah. She is kind of metal. She's just, that song Jolene is just so great. You know, like any excuse to play it and just kind of contemplate what an amazing piece of music that is. There's a White Stripes cover of Jolene that I think is like is really metal, actually. I wonder if I can find that. I won't play the whole song, but oh yeah, here, is this it? Yeah, this is the White Stripes Jolene. Here we go.
One, two, three. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene.
Okay, I think I said I wasn't going to play the whole song, but I was so into it that I just played. It's such a great version. He gets more and more into it. Oh, so cool. Love Jack White and Meg White. Okay, that was, I believe I was only planning to play a few seconds of that song, but I just couldn't stop playing it. I love it so much. Denver Dan says, are you going to visit your cabin up north this trip? So Denver Dan knows that I owned, when I was, years ago, when I was, like 28, 29 years old, my friend Bill was, he was building this cabin up in what's called the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont, which is way up by the Canadian border. And he was a carpenter, and he built this cabin out of like leftover materials from his various jobs, and it looked kind of like a Dr. Seuss house. He painted it green, and it was very like skinny, and it was really funky, and I really admired it. And then he was getting a divorce from his wife, and he needed money, and he like said, Arthur, I'll sell you that cabin in Vermont. So he sold it to me for $25,000. It was on 10 acres for $25,000 with the cabins, which I was like, that was a good deal to me. I had the money. So I bought it from him, and, for a few years I used it, and I went up there and lived for a winter, which was actually really fun, but very isolated. And I realized I wasn't interested in living in a cabin in like the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont. So I did. It was valuable experience because I learned I didn't want to be as isolated as that, but I thought I would use the cabin like, you know, for trips from, but it was such a remote location, and the cabin was off the grid. It was off grid. There was no electricity. Even if I wanted electricity, I couldn't have got it up there. And, Denver Dan went up there with me. We spent a New Year's up there, one time with our respective girlfriends, and, he ended up puking in the outhouse most of the night. No, I am not going to visit my cabin up north because the sad truth of it is there was this Vermont hippie woman that was living up there. And she lived there for years, but then it was kind of falling apart. They get so much snow up there. It's very hard to keep. And Bill confessed to me that he'd built that cabin that was supposed to be sort of a temporary cabin that was the temporary cabin he was going to build. He was going to live in while he built this actual real house and that sort of in the back part of the property. But, that dream never came to fruition. And the cabin, like, it just wasn't built to stay, to make it through those, like, Vermont winters. It wasn't built to last the way it should have. The foundation wasn't very, anyways, he sold it to me for $25,000, so I couldn't completely complain. But I stopped putting money into trying to keep it up. Like, the chimney fell over at one point, and then Mel, the woman who was living in the cabin, left, and I don't even know if that cabin is still standing, to be honest. Like, I haven't been up there. It's 3 hours north from where I am right now, and it's sort of like out of sight, out of mind. I'm not going up to that cabin. But I did have I had some good times there with Denver Dan. This is Jendabones says, Jack White is in two of my favorite movies, Cold Mountain and Coffee and Cigarettes. Wow, that's a really, I totally forgot about that. And then Jendabones says, It Might Get Loud is a great movie too. That's a really good point. Jack White, I forgot, was in the movie version of Cold Mountain. I'm saying that because there was a book of Cold Mountain too. Was originally a book. He's really good in Coffee and Cigarettes. I think his scene in Coffee and Cigarettes is the best one. That's a great movie, Coffee and Cigarettes. It's a Jim Jarmusch movie. It's filmed in black and white, and it's like short scenes of people having coffee and cigarettes, which sounds like maybe it wouldn't be as interesting as it really is. I'm pretty sure the best one is the Jack White one. I forgot. Now you've inspired me to go watch it, because I forgot what it is that he's talking about in it, but he's so good in it. And then he's also in the documentary It Might Get Loud, which is, I like that documentary because it's kind of like, it's just so like indulgent or something. Like, it's just the three guitar. It's The Edge, Jack White, and Jimmy Page. Just these three, like, you know, guitar gods, and it's like a little, it's a documentary about them. Like, they go to sort of their hometown and talk about their roots, and then they meet, the three of them meet on stage, and they just like jam together. And that part of them like jamming on stage is very sort of like, it's a little bit of, it's like a construct, you know. It feels a little bit, I can't think of the word I'm trying to say, but it feels like a little bit forced, you know, like you're getting these three guys together and you're like, okay, jam, like, you know, be inspired in front of the cameras. But they do kind of have cool conversations and stuff. This is, so Zeno is still sending in pictures of his night. It's going, so now he's drinking Mi Campo. I'm guessing, is that a tequila? And his gal pal is smoking a J, smoking a reefer, and looks like she has like a tattoo of a snake on her, going up her arm. It's kind of covered, but I can see the snake, like the coil of the snake going into her sleeve. That's a party. And then it says, in France, this is Zeno says, in France, what do they call a French dip? And the answer is just a dip. Okay. Sorry. I didn't get that for a second. And then soup of the day, au jus. Is that a joke? Soup of the day, au jus. Cause it's like au jus is what the French dip is. I see, yes. And the reason he's saying that is he's holding up Johnny's French dip. Yeah, I sort of had to think about that for a second. French dip is like when you have like a steak sandwich and you dip it in the juice. Yeah, that's kind of an interesting thing. Your like party in the kitchen is sort of died down. Like, your friend looks like she's kind of just chilling by the sink, or I guess she's smoking out the window, maybe blowing her smoke out the window. Further detail is that Zeno has like a giant turquoise ring, like sort of silver ring with a big turquoise. Stylish couple, these two. So this listener is reminding me what Jack White's scene in Coffee and Cigarettes was, is that he explains a Tesla coil. Wait, did I forget the other? Jendabones, that just reminded me that I forgot the second half of your her text was, I was so interested in what you said about Jack White being in Cold Mountain coffee and cigarettes, and I might be glad that I forgot the second part of Jenna Bone's text was about kitchen parties. They're the best. Once I had a bunch of friends over for my birthday, and I had everyone hang out with me in the kitchen while I made a pot birthday cake. Yeah, kitchen party is good. I agree. You know, it's true. Some of the most fun parties I've, you know, they just happen in a kitchen. you're just hanging out. I lived in a house in Austin, Texas when I was younger, like when I was in my early 20s, and I think there was like 8 or 9 of us in this house. It was like kind of a large house, it probably had like 4 or 5 bedrooms, but there were people, you know, we converted, there was one guy slept down in the basement, and then we kind of converted one of the bedrooms into 2 bedrooms. And so it ended up being like 8 or 8, but that way everyone's rent was pretty cheap. Like I paid $150 a month. This was in 1993, 94, maybe, in Austin, Texas. But we didn't, because the living room had been turned into a bedroom and the porch, I remember this guy Blake, like had some welding equipment out on the porch. So we couldn't like hang out on the porch. So we all just ended up always hanging out in the kitchen, and it was a nice kind of friendly spot. Like, and we had like a big bong on the kitchen table, and that's where all the parties happened, in the kitchen. That was a good time. This is someone sent a YouTube link to the coffee and cigarette Jack White's.
Every video production can benefit from the tools to help stabilize and stylize camera.
Hold on, it's playing an ad. They sent a link to Jack White's scene in Coffee and Cigarettes. Let's see if I can play it. This is Jack, it's Jack and Meg White. I totally forgot how this worked. It's Jack and Meg White sitting in like a bar. They're both smoking cigarettes. It's a very cool looking bar. And there's a Tesla coil thing next to them in the bar for some reason, kind of inexplicably. And they're pretty much, it's them as the White Stripes, and they're just smoking their coffee and cigarettes right now. I think he's going to start talking at some point. But they, for a while, they're just sitting there, looking cool next to a cigarette machine too. I'm waiting for him to start talking. How long is this scene? It's a 7-minute scene. Meg smoking her cigarette, sucking the smoke through her nose, and, Jack is looking at her. When does he start talking? I remember the scene being amazing. He's like looking at the Tesla coil. Wow, it's wild. I didn't realize. So a minute.
Jack?
Okay, here it goes.
You gonna tell me about your Tesla coil?
You said you didn't want to hear about it.
Yeah. That was a while ago.
Well, I don't know if I want to talk about it.
Come on, Jack. You dragged it all the way down here in the little red wagon. Come on, just tell me about it.
Well, I built it based on the inventor Nikola Tesla's original designs. It's an air transformer with primary and secondary coils that are tuned to resonate. It's basically a step-up transformer, which converts relatively low-voltage high current to high-voltage low current at high frequencies. Do you remember when we were kids you had a little Barbie makeup mirror?
Yeah, I remember that.
It had a little fluorescent light on it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nikola Tesla invented fluorescent light. Without him, we wouldn't have alternating current, radio, television, X-ray technology, induction motors, particle beams, lasers. None of that would even exist if it weren't for him.
For the rock band Tesla.
All right, I'm going to stop it there. Not because it isn't an awesome scene, but I worry that maybe it's not as awesome on the radio as it is. The visual of it is kind of important because Jack and Meg are so visually cool looking. Anyways, you can look it up yourself. Thank you to the person who sent that YouTube clip. I forgot that it starts out. The way it starts is they're just kind of staring uncomfortably at each other smoking a cigarette, but that doesn't really make for great radio. This is Gendabone says, yeah, Jack tries to figure out how to fix the Tesla coil to get it to work. He's bouncing ideas off of her, and she just looks like she's clueless. Then at the end, she comes up with a really brainy possible fix. Oh, well, I'm going to watch it after this radio show is over. We've only got like a few more minutes left in the show. The time really flies when you're having fun on this radio show. I was going to play all these other songs that I ended up playing. Jolene and Train. There's some other good bands. There's this band, the Rat Utopia Experiment, is playing at Swan Dive on Saturday night. It's like a bunch of bands with. It's called Girls to the Pit. Is like the theme of the show. It's a bunch of bands with girls in it. I assume, but that band Rat Utopia Experiment is pretty good. I gave them a list here. I'll just play a little bit of them since I'm just like doing little bits of things.
Mama, I'm sorry, I can't be. Father, forgive me when I leave.
So that's pretty good, right? The OCs are playing, a great band to see live. Like, the OCs are a classic. They're from San Francisco, I believe. They're playing the Crystal Ballroom on Monday. This is their song called It Killed Mom. So that's the OCs, great band to see live Monday night. And then I played the Hip Abduction. Okay, I played. Oh, and then the other thing I want to talk about is the Black and Loud Fest, which is at the Den, which I don't know where the Den is, but it's a bunch of bands as it describes itself, that are black and loud. The kind of the headliner is Eniko, and her song or their song, Jericho is like, I like it. It was kind of a big hit. You've probably heard it. That's happening. When is that happening?
I'm from outer space. I got Milky Way for blood, evolution in my veins. I'm gone. I've been far away. I'm illuminated. Start of waves. I've been dreaming about flying for a long time. I had a vision from the phrase they want to co-sign. Artificially intelligent AI. I'm your future past and present. I'm a fine line. Yeah, I'm a miscellane of this illusion. I am not really here. I'm an intrusion. I don't swim or sink. I just float.
Okay, you get the idea. That's the Black and Loud Fest, which is Sunday, August 30th at the Den. I got to preview some songs. This text says, hold on, I gotta stop playing this music here. Who is texting this? This says, OCs, seeing them at Numo's because I hate the crystal. Bridget is back doing vocals and tamb, like tambourine. Wait, what is that? So where's Numos? So you're going to a different city to see them? Because you hate, yeah, I don't hate the Crystal. Like, I will see a show at the Crystal Ballroom, but I do think the orientation of the stage is kind of odd. It's this big rectangular room, and then the stage is like sort of diagonal. So you feel the flow of everything feels a little bit off. But I've still seen some good shows there. This is Jen DeBone says, one of the coffee and cigarette skits has Kate Blanchett. It's really good. She plays herself and her cousin. The Steve Coogan skit is also great. Yeah, I'm forgetting all the skits, and it is a really like solid movie. Like each one is like really well done. And Jim Jarmusch, his first movie, I believe it's called Down by Law. He had a different one. Gosh, now I gotta look it up. Now it's gonna bother me if I tell you the wrong. His Jim Jarmusch's first movie, is really good. Hold on, just give me a second. Jim Jarmusch's first film. A Stranger Than Paradise. I don't know why I said Down by Law. That's totally, forget that I said that. Stranger Than Paradise is his first movie, and it is shot in black and white, and it may not be his first movie. It's an early movie of his. And he just sets up the camera. It's just 12 scenes, and he just sets up the camera, doesn't move it, and the actors do their scenes in front of this camera, and it is a great movie. Like it sounds like it's pretentious or something, or like it's trying too hard, but it totally works the way that he did it. And he actually did it because he didn't have a lot of money, and that was a cheap way to make the film. And the acting is really good. I highly recommend that movie, Stranger Than Paradise. That reminds me of another movie that I want to rewatch. I love rewatching and rereading books that I really liked in my youth. It really, it's kind of an enjoyable thing about getting older, is like you rewatch a movie like that, and you basically feel like you're watching it fresh again, because I haven't seen that movie in like 25, 30 years. And, at least, maybe even more than that. And so, but there's little bits of it that I remember, and I know it's a good movie because I enjoyed it at the time. Sometimes I'll revisit something and I'll be like, this was not as good as I thought it was. I don't think that would be the case with this one though. So the person who's going to see the OCs is going to Seattle. Okay, we're in the final minute of the show. It's a little clumsy ending, but thank you for listening. I appreciate everyone who has texted and asked how my dad was doing. And we'll be back at the Slingshot Lounge next week, I believe. I'll be back in town. And stay tuned for Beats, Bass, and Beyond. And please follow us on Instagram. I'll post more Vermont hippie videos if you do.